Well, Bruce Thatcher is with us. Bruce, it's been a while since we've talked to the professor. We always need him here to straighten us out, especially when it comes to immigration. He's spent so much of his resources and time studying immigration. And, of course, he wrote a breakthrough book called Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. And this is what I love about Bruce, and I love about a lot of our experts that we bring on the show here, is it's based on data and research. This is empirical evidence, okay? I don't know how to argue against it. I mean, these are things that we need to learn from history. And if we don't, guess what? We repeat them. And it just seems that even when you repeat them, it's much worse than when you did it the first time. Bruce Thatcher, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine, Bill, and thanks much for having me on.
Hey, we need to have you on, and I'm sure as you watch this immigration situation here in this country, I mean, there's nothing new for you. You saw this coming. Gosh, Bruce, you and I have been talking now, what, about 4 or 5 years now about
this?
Yeah,
just about that long.
Yeah, and so you laid it out back then. We keep recycling. It comes back. And, of course, now here we got these sanctuary cities, which we also talked about. And this is one big, humongous mess. And many people say, why? And I say, well, forget about why. Let's just get the thing fixed. I mean, you can sit there and drive yourself nuts and say that Obama is a non-patriot and in his administration, and they're so interested, the Democrats are so interested in getting reelected that they will do anything compromising our very established principles in order to be reelected and to keep the Democratic Party rolling. I mean, you can get stuck in a bucket of gum here, but, that aside, the fact is, I think we can all agree, immigration is a problem here in the United States, and it's only getting worse.
It is getting worse, and we can, the whys are probably important, but they've all been addressed and beaten to death. The one overall thing that that you have to assume is that we have what we have because all of our elected officials want it that way. Mm-hmm. They're not going to change it, and we're not going to get it changed, at least not before 2017, if then, yes. By depending on our elected officials to change it. You said the key thing, I think, a little bit earlier in your introduction, and you mentioned that we're about we the people, and that's mm-hmm. who has to deal with it. It is a problem for we the people to deal with. Give you an example of why we can't depend on government. You know, since the beginning of the year, 101 immigration bills have been introduced in Congress for various things. Nothing for really big comprehensive reform, but to get things done. 101 bills have been in Congress, some of them for 7 months. Of those 101, 92 have been referred to committee and therefore are probably never to be heard of again. Only 7 were reported out of committee. Only of those 7, only 2 have been acted on by the Senate, none by the House. One was passed by the Senate. It was an inconsequential bill, and one bill failed in the Senate. So nothing's going to happen in Congress. And for us to continue to say, well, we need our Congress to do something prior to the election, the next presidential election, is just folly. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So what we get instead are endless pronouncements, sound bites, emails from our Congress representatives on what they think ought to be done and what should be done, but they're not doing anything. What we have are wholesale disrespects for laws. We have almost a culture of disrespect for the law in this country. We hire illegal aliens. We're not enforcing deportations or even our own criminal laws. We have sanctuary cities which flaunt the law outright. And all of this gives arbitrary power to individuals to decide what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. And in other words, it makes hundreds or maybe thousands of individual bureaucrats little dictators who have the fate of some individual in their hands because they're going to decide whether to enforce the law or whether to not enforce it. It's it's a terrible erosion of our system.
Well, Bruce, you hit it right on the head. It's an issue, and I had made this comment several months ago. This is a foundational issue. Are we or are we not a nation of law? And that's where it begins. I mean, we have to realize that not only that the legislators are, you know, giving us what it is that they think is best, but we've told them that. I mean, you know, we have businesses hiring illegals. We you know, all in the name of cheap labor, all this stuff. I mean, we're all complicit in this mess. And so then we wonder and we want to complain about sanctuary cities and people, illegal immigrants coming in and shooting and harming and raping our citizens. And you go, wait, are you kidding me? I mean, basically, you have opened up the gate. We have opened up the gate. I mean, we have to realize that we have seen the enemy. The enemy's us. It is our own mental makeup and consideration of the problem. We are no longer a nation of laws. We've abandoned that. You know, we want to pick and choose. That's not the way it works. You either are or you're not. You cannot pick and choose, because the cost of picking and choosing is that it renders you inert. We have no validation to be a nation of laws at this point.
Every elected official, most appointed government officials, most responders, emergency responders, law enforcement, the military, even all of our naturalized citizens have taken a specific oath to uphold the laws of this country. And many of them choose to not do it, just as you've pointed out, many of us individually choose to not do it. We look the other way.
Right.
When we see illegal aliens, and that's on many topics, to be sure, but we're talking about immigration. We look the other way when we see illegal things being done. We shrug and we say, well, that's not our business, or it's not hurting me. It is. We systematically complain when laws are enforced because a company is raided when they're hiring illegal aliens. We just, as you say, systematically wink at the law, and that means that the law is not effective. It's this culture.
Right. Yeah, we've opened the door to it, Bruce, and here we are, we're complaining, but how many more Kate Stanleys have to be killed? How many other those testimonies that were in Congress the other day, I mean, it was so disturbing, Bruce, to hear, you know, the pain the families went through. And all I could think of was, this is what we've created. Yes, our bureaucrats, but the bureaucrats are only doing what the people allow them to get away with. And what we're telling them, and we need to tell them that, look, we need to return to this foundational issue that we are a nation of laws. If not, how many more of our kids are going to get murdered along the way? I'm Bill Martinez. We're live. Bruce Thatcher is with us, author of the breakthrough book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. It is a must read, ladies and gentlemen. He goes back historically. We're talking hundreds of years, looking at the documentation, seeing what other countries did, how they were successful, how they failed. Read it. Decide for yourself. But as Bruce brought up earlier, and I keyed in on, is the fact that we either are a nation of laws or we're not. And we have, turned a blind eye to these, to not having a fence. I mean, everybody wants a fence in the South. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is we're porous in the North. Joe Arpaio and his lieutenant, Mike Zulu, revealed to us a couple of years back what's happening out of the state of Hawaii in terms of it being a sieve for illegal immigration. I mean, this is a mess all around us, ladies and gentlemen, but really it starts with we the people. If we cannot properly evaluate where we are and that we're the problem, I mean, you know, I've been having some conversations off and on with Ann Coulter, and she's going to be coming on, and she's written her book, very celebrated, Adios America, the Left's Plan to Turn Our Country into a Third World Hellhole. Well, let me tell you, it may be the Left's plan, but the right, this is a bipartisan effort. We are all participating in this mess, and we're blowing up this incredible country that we've been blessed with. And what are we going to turn over to our kids and our grandkids? I got to tell you, Bruce, it just scares the holy what have you out of me.
in a way it kind of makes me more comfortable that I'm old enough that I won't have to suffer all the consequences of it, because I feel for my grandkids and kids on this whole issue on many fronts. We've got to do something about it, and the key word in that is we, not they.
Yes. Exactly,
and we got to bring this matter home and say, what are we going to do about it? We have to stop accommodating the disintegration of our laws. And admittedly, I'm not a lawyer, but I think there are some things that we as individuals can do that most of us don't think about. And maybe it's insulting to say that the first of those is to make sure that we obey the law.
Exactly,
always. And that's not always easy.
It's been all so casual, yes, on everything, that we obey the law. I mean, we're the root. That's what we the people is saying. We're the root. And we're looking at the branches and we're going, hey, we're not turning out the kind of fruit we expected here. Well, if we're not, that's because something is wrong with the root. The root itself is infected. So we're the problem. And like you say, we've got to obey the rules. I mean, it's been very casual in the past. I mean, we've had elected officials, ourselves, you know, where you find yourself going, okay, well, I need a housekeeper. So, you know, I know somebody down here that, you know, can get me someone. Well, are they legal, illegal? I don't want to know. What do you mean you don't want to know? I mean, this is all, it's all very subtle, and we make it gray. And so over the years, the palette has become more and more gray, and we wonder why we're here where we are. And let me tell you, America, yes, an illegal immigrant who was incarcerated seven times, sent back to Mexico five times, that shot an innocent citizen in San Francisco. We're all complicit. And we're pointing fingers and oh, how dare this and whole deal. But until we realize that we're the problem, this is what we've created because our root is messed up, we're going to continue to do this. And right now, it happens to be the Stanley's daughter. So what happens when it's the Thatcher grandchild or the Martinez daughter? What does that do? And then you go into Congress and you experience what these poor families experienced the other day. Bruce, I don't know, did you see the testimony there of these families?
I sure did, yep.
It's heartbreaking. But what was worse was the aftermath. I mean, here you got Josh Earnest, the spokesperson for the president, and he's just saying, man, we're not seeing this as a problem. We're not going to talk. We're not going to comment.
It's just,
about it.
I mean, we've become absolutely hardened to it, to these kinds of things.
Yeah.
And it's so clear that so many who could do something don't care. That's the bottom line. They don't care.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't fit their agenda.
We've told them with our actions it's okay, Bruce. I mean,
until
the people say, look, you know what? I want to know for sure where you stand on immigration. I'm going to give you 4 years. I'm going to give you 2 years. You've got my vote for 2 or 4 years. But if nothing happens, you don't have my vote anymore. Until America starts holding their elected officials accountable, we're going to continue to get more of the same. And so it's like, when is enough enough? How many more of our kids have to die? How many more of our cities have to be bankrupt? Because we're paying for, you know, for people that we can't afford to handle because we violated our own basic immigration policies that worked very well for a long time until we decided that, oh, somehow we knew better and we were going to skirt the rule of law and do it our own way.
Well, it's a longer conversation, but I would suggest that one of the things I think that we somehow or other ought to get people doing is taking matters into our own hands and kind of, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not suggesting citizens' arrest, but actually holding individual officials responsible when they don't enforce a law and it harms us, take them to court. If you can't get hired by somebody who hires illegal, sue them. If you're harmed by an illegal in a sanctuary city, sue them. Tax money spent on benefits for illegals that hurts you, sue them. Until you bring this pressure on individuals, thousands of individuals involved, I don't think we'll get much. They're going to continue to turn their heads, not respond to your testimony and your questions, and just show you that they don't care.
Well, there's little things we can do, Bruce. Number one, we ourselves can, as you said, very rightly, we need to obey the law. Let's obey the law ourselves, okay? For those businesses that you want to turn a blind eye and hire illegals, stop it, okay? For individuals, you want to hire a housekeeper who is, stop it. We have got to do something. We've got to hold ourselves. Again, this is about self-responsibility, self-accountability. If we really want to change, then we've got to do it. We've got to take the first bullet ourselves. And as you say, be vigilant about these other issues and do not be afraid, even though it's politically incorrect and all that stuff. I mean, this is what got us into the mess, is that we're buying into a lie. We've exchanged the truth for a lie. And that's how we've deluded ourselves. So we need to realize that we're the problem. Let's step up. Let's obey the law. Let's get this going and change the course. Because the trajectory that we're on right now, we're allowing, I mean, people say, well, it's the Democrats. They want to get reelected, whatever. Okay, maybe that, you know, that could be right. Okay, let's just go along with that theory. But that's not the issue. The issue is, look at what kind of country do we have here and what kind of country do we want? And we need to return to order. We need to return to this great country that we've had that can be turned over to the next generations. And as you say, you know, at our age, you know, you can say, okay, well, at least we're not going to have to live through it. But I'll tell you, it absolutely crushes my heart to think that my grandchildren are going to have to suffer because I didn't have the intestinal fortitude and the courage to stand up against the illegality that has overrun our country.
And the key word is now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Bruce, as always, I'm sorry. I found myself pontificating here, and maybe I'm speaking to the choir. But again, thank you so much for being with us. Bruce Thatcher, author of the breakthrough book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, on Bill Martinez Live.